Unit 11, page 89. Fake resume. Listening extra. Exercise C. Listen again. Check the correct answers to the questions.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Employment Today, the program that gives you news and information about the job market. Today, we're talking to Sarah Lim, who is the Director of Human Resources for a multinational company. Welcome to the program, Sarah.
Good morning, and thanks for inviting me.
Now, Sarah, as Director of Human Resources, you have a lot of experience when it comes to analyzing resumes from job applicants. I'm sure you know a lot about fake resumes and how recruiters can identify fake information before making a bad hire. So to begin, perhaps you could tell us how much of an issue fake resumes are for businesses these days?
Yes. Well, everyone wants to look good on their resume, so there's bound to be a bit of exaggeration on most people's resumes. But there are some people who try to fake important information, like their qualifications, for example, and that's not right. I mean, apart from being morally wrong, lying on a resume can lead to wasted time and money for the company that is trying to hire someone.
Yes, that's not good at all. So how can managers avoid wasting time and money on someone with fake credentials?
Well, what we recommend is that managers do an initial phone interview to check the accuracy of a candidate's resume information. That can save you the time of interviewing unsuitable candidates face-to-face.
And what should managers look for if they suspect they're dealing with a fake resume?
Well, candidates often avoid putting in information that might turn off or deter potential employers. You know, things like being fired from a job or only holding a job for a short time. I get suspicious when I see unexplained periods of unemployment on a resume. I'm also not comfortable with people who claim to be self-employed for very long periods. So gaps in experience ring alarm bells.
Now, you mentioned earlier that people provide false education information. I guess you look at that section of a resume pretty closely.
Yes, we do check that closely. We always instruct our recruiters to call the schools listed on the resume in order to check that the information is accurate. If it isn't, the applicant is turned down immediately. Unfortunately, you find candidates who list degrees they didn't complete, sometimes even from schools that don't exist.
And what about job experience? What's the best way to check that information?
One thing to watch for is the company names that the candidate lists as part of his or her work experience. If there are too many company names with, for example, info, tech, tele, or net, etc., and if that doesn't seem right to you, don't turn a blind eye to it. Check it out. They're probably fake. And when you do the telephone interview, ask for the name and phone number of previous managers.
That's a good point. Now, I guess salaries are something else to check for.
Yes, to me that's very important. We find that it's often salespeople who claim to be worth more than they deserve. For example, they tend to add their salaries to their sales commission and present that as their current salary. It's always best to ask candidates to send you their last paycheck so you can check that the salary listed on their resume is accurate.
Right. Now, do you have any final tips for employers who are checking resumes?
Yes. Be careful of the references that candidates provide. We've had cases where candidates list friends or relatives as references, who, of course, will try to make the candidate sound really good when you call them. So always check the website of previous employers and use the contact information provided there to check on a candidate's work experience.
Okay, those sound like very useful tips indeed. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and experience with us on Employment Today. And if any of our listeners are about to send a resume, remember that honesty is the best policy. You don't want a fake resume to turn into a bad record.